Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
They get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Yeah, that absolutely. It is Moments with the Queen, life-transforming moments, time-changing moments, moments that would leave you transformed. But you must always remember that transformation is an action. Okay, so pick the nuggets, pick your to-dos. What am I going to leave here with? All right, I said this particular Friday, and of course next week Friday and subsequently every other Friday, we are going to be having members of the Moments with the Queen community actually air their voices on certain topics. And today we are going to be talking on dealing with low self-esteem. All right, and we have in the house Chibundu Joyce. All right, and Chibundu Joyce is a writer. She's a podcast host of the Sage Learning Podcast, and she's also a critic, and she is in the house. All right, and she also is going to be putting a voice to this particular topic. It's good to have you in the house, ma'am. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Queen Susan.
All right, good evening. Thank you so much for being here, and consider it a huge privilege to have you here in the studio, and I am excited for what God is about to do.
Same here. I'm excited to be here. It's really been a wonderful evening for you in the studio.
I'm happy to know that you've been having fun as much
as I have.
I have. All right, okay, so let's get right on to it, ma'am. One of the reasons why you are somebody who we have chosen, you know, to go through this particular topic, talking on low self-esteem, is because in one of your podcast episodes, you came off and you were really vulnerable, and you said this is something that you have battled with, and you've battled with it. By the way, you should actually see if you can check out Sage Learning Podcast, SageLearning, Sage Learning Podcast. Chibundu Joyce is the host of Sage Learning Podcast, and you mentioned in one of your episodes where you had a guest all the way in Germany, and you both talked about low self-esteem. So I want you first of all to tell us, what do you understand for personal experiences and what you've gathered? What do you understand by low self-esteem? What would you say low self-esteem is?
Okay, basically, low self-esteem. Well, first of all, let's start with your self-esteem. What self-esteem means?
Okay.
Self-esteem means your self-worth,
okay,
where you see yourself at, the okay value you place on yourself,
okay,
on your talent, your gift, just the value you place on what you are, what
okay
you have in
as
all
an individual.
As an individual.
Okay.
So when we talk about low self-esteem, we're talking about this value being very low, being little, you know, minute, approximately zero and all that. So that's what we're talking about.
Wow. The value you place on, okay, so when you say low self-esteem, you're saying, talking about the value you place on yourself
and your worth, your self-worth.
Wow. Why would anybody want to place a low value on their self-worth?
Okay, basically, it's not a conscious thing. You don't
okay
do it consciously.
Okay.
You sleep into it. Like,
oh,
you,
wow,
sleep
into
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's not something you just wake up and
say. No.
Okay, so
no,
tell us
I don't
about sleeping into it.
Okay, basically, there are a lot of factors that determine this or that leads to this. First
okay
of all, and most importantly, it's your environment, your parenting. That's how you grew up.
Okay.
It's like a major in this
okay
situation. Do you understand?
Okay.
So you're groomed into it. You find yourself going into it. Like, that's the default you've been taught, you know, and then, you know, your parents, maybe your siblings or whoever it is that raised you, say a lot of words and you see yourself in that light.
Tell us some of the words that maybe some parents, of course, you, that words that are not lewd actually,
no,
civil way possible.
Okay.
What are some words that maybe parents, you know, say to children that you think can actually cause this low self-esteem?
Oh, there are a lot of them.
And you can also use,
yeah, personally, I had a lot. I grew up where, I don't know what happened, but I just had a lot of words. I remember one time that my mom would say, lazy babu. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm lazy and I'm a babu at the same time. So, you know, I just, it kind of drains you. Like, you just don't know what to think of yourself. Lazy babu, you know, and
like
a lot of
lazy baboon, like the animal, a baboon,
yeah,
like,
so
a monkey,
exactly. And then the lazy
I'm
one
very
at
sure
that,
she did not intend it,
I think she was trying to tell me that I wasn't being up and agile like my siblings and all that. So she kind of, do you understand? And then sometimes she says, in Igbo language, she'll say, Ojirono Burum Madu. That's like somebody that is living because of his mouth, and you know, it's like an insult because you only have life in your mouth, it's just yourself, because maybe you've been a talkative or something as a child and all that.
Okay.
And
oh, wow.
You know, those kind of things, there are things
she didn't know the mouth was going to make you global.
yeah
it was going to make you global.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So basically these are things that I faced growing up, and a lot of things, you know, a lot of words, you know, the idiot, stupid, they were just the normal, you understand?
Wow.
So yeah, I grew up there like that.
Okay so for you, parenting had that effect.
Yeah.
I'm presuming that there are children who do not have so much attachment to their parents. You know, there are some people who the very first attachment they ever had was in a relationship. Like, let's look at what preceded the Moments with the Queen show, the Hello Ruby show. There was a talk on, you know, the girl in question was talking about the fact that her boyfriend used to beat her up, and you know, she talked about the fact that she doesn't think she can love anybody again. And I want to flip it. Is it that she doesn't think she can love? Because I thought about it. If a lady has to consistently go to a man's house, he beats you and you still go back. He beats you and you still go back. You don't think that kind of lady does not have an understanding of what she's worth?
Definitely. These are things that could actually, I think, basically, self, these things are when you allow persons define yourself for you.
Amazing.
Yeah, when we get to how to come out of it, we'll find.
Why I brought up that analysis is, you know, you talked about parenting and environment.
Yeah, that's
so
a major.
I niched it down, because parenting and environment, while it's major, I said, because parenting, some people might not have so much attachment for it. Okay, well, maybe I'm saying it because, like, for me, I grew up in a home whereby
there's love.
Yeah, yes, there was love, but I was the kind of child that, you know, they, I beg, shake off, like, you know, they enter me, and you dish, you talk to you, won't talk, no consign me, like, do you get? But I had friends in whom my validation kind of geared to it.
Yeah.
So my parents, they're not raising you, like, you're not raising you kind of stuff. Yeah, my mom, because I didn't grow up with my biological mom, but my parents who I grew up with, the people who raised me, they don't have your time. So me too, I don't have their time. So anything that, my dad, not the one who bettered me, but the one who raised me, there was a time he called me a bastard. Basically was just doing it just because he was pissed, and I'm not living up to the standard that he wants me to live up to. Now there are some people that they would tell that word, and that would ruin them completely.
Mm-hmm.
But if it didn't, for me, I'm like, see, anyone, that one is your business. You are my father, you say I'm a bastard. And you are, it's not, I don't know, that was how my own mind works.
I think it works that way because you were not looking up to them in some things.
Mm.
You understand? So,
exactly.
But for myself, my parents
were
everything.
Exactly.
You know, I even till now, you
and
don't.
For some persons, their boyfriend is everything.
Exactly. Do you understand?
Their
friend, so
that
exactly.
Their neighborhood.
So basically, it's who you accept validation from. That's who defines this to you.
Wow.
And so until you start learning to validate yourself by yourself first, it's going to be like a lot of people are going to determine who you are.
Who you accept validation from? That's a deep word. Who you accept validation from. All right, we're going to go on a really, really short break, really quick break, I'm promising. It's not going to be a long one at all. And then we will be right back. And when we return, we are going to give room for calls, okay? If while we were talking, because basically Chibundu Joyce is going to be going into what are some of the tendencies that a person who has low self-esteem shows, what are some of the things that happens to such a person. And if you are listening and you know that you fall into that category and you have questions that you want to ask us, now is the time for you to get in on it. Because it's one thing for you to know that, okay, this is what I experienced, this is how my boyfriend is where I get my self-worth from. And this is the reason why a lot of ladies are finding it difficult to break out of harmful relationships. This is probably the reason why that girl kept going to that guy and coming back to now crying that he's beating her. It's the truth. Because if you... Steve Harris was speaking the other day and he said, if you don't value your value, others will devalue it for you. So if you as an individual do not even understand what you're worth, you as a guy, you don't know your worth, you're speaking to a girl and the girl turns you down and you feel like everything about you is worthless because she said no. So because she said no, another girl cannot say yes to you. And because she said no, all of a sudden you are absolutely like, you know. So we're going to go on a really short break. And afterwards, first of all, I would want Chibundu Joyce to tell me how this thing affected her first, and then how we can affect other persons. This is Moments with the Queen Show, and right about now, right back. So much for staying with us. If you're just joining in, welcome. There is always room for more. This is the Moments with the Queen Show. We are talking on matters of the heart, and I know some persons are like, low self-esteem, is it a matter of the heart? You know, when you talk about the soul, when you talk about some things that are deeper than, and then of course it depends on where you're looking at heart from, all right? But these are the cocoa kind of issues. These are issues that many times navigate how a person lives, how a person talks, how a person acts. Now, one of the reasons why one of the things that actually inspired this particular show, of course, is the Holy Spirit. But you know, there was a time I had a meeting with Chibundu Joyce, and she was actually speaking on low self-esteem, and she also talked on confidence. Now, anybody who comes across, you probably would get to say a thing or two on that, Chibundu Joyce. You know, when a person looks at Queen Sisan, one of the things anybody will say is, Queen Sisan is confident. But yeah, everyone means that, right? He's a nod my head. I know I'm confident. Take me anywhere. Take me in front of the president, the first, number one person. I got sounds there. All right. But when she talked, I knew that there was something wrong. You know, for me, it was like somebody used her words to take off my shield and take off my clothes, that kind of thing. So I found out that, you know, what people actually read as confidence is the ability to talk in public, you know, the ability to say what you want to say when you want to say it. But nobody understands that there are some times whereby there's a girl somewhere wearing a long skirt because she's not so confident about her legs. There's a girl somewhere who is always hidden in so many thick clothes because she's not so confident about her skin. You know, there's somebody somewhere who is buying a bleaching cream because she's not confident about her color. You know, she exposed so many things. So Chibundu Joyce, once again, thank you so much for connecting with us here on Grace 95.5 FM. We consider it a privilege. I want you to, before we head on to talking about your experiences with the whole low self-esteem, what is the difference between having low self-esteem and having confidence issues?
Okay, when we talk about confidence, we talk about how you're able to attack an issue. For instance, you talked about you being able to be a good speaker. You know, you come out and you're so confident. Mm-hmm. You know, so when the aspect of life where you're good at, when I mean good at, maybe you're very intelligent, so you're the A kind of student and all that, so you're confident in that area. So confidence, it's more like the what you exude, do you understand? Okay. Like okay. What you exude in generally. When we talk about self-esteem, we're talking about your worth, how you see yourself. Because, for instance, personally, I had a very poor image of myself. Okay. What I mean by poor image is that I had very degenerated way of seeing myself. Okay. So I come to a crowd, everybody is talking, but I don't see myself fitting into that place. Okay. Not because I'm not able to deliver, but somehow in my head is messed up. I don't just see myself here and all that. So when we talk about self-esteem, it's the what you've placed on what you have, but it means that this, like, for instance, I can be confident in I could be confident in my academics, okay. I could be confident in my speaking skills and all that, but I have something eating me up down that I've not been able
to really expose.
I don't want myself to even come to terms with it, like, I just just let me be.
Almost
and all that
exactly
so that's where that's one of the differences. So confidence is about where things that you're very up and about, it, but okay. esteem is like things that are really eating you up,
okay.
and all that.
So consistency can promote confidence. I think I am aware of that. Okay, another point I want you to actually look at is, for you, what were the impact? What happened to you because of this low self-esteem? What were the things that you were deprived of? Or, you know, what did low self-esteem actually do for you?
Okay, low self-esteem, one of the major things it did for me was not maximizing my potentials. It was a major for me because I believe my potentials more like had to do with being able to express what my mind is,
okay.
what is in my mind, things
okay.
I've been able to cook in my mind, being able to express them. Mm-hmm. But because for one or two reasons, I don't want to talk, so I'm the quiet type, the introverted one, you know, the always quiet, always naive kind of look and all that. So and then when I talk, because I've already built a defense mechanism kind of to shield myself from those words that I used to hear, when I talk, they're usually disaster, like serious, it's everywhere. I think anybody that known me from childhood up to now will know that my words really cut. You understand? They are very harsh. So these are defense mechanisms. So what happens is that whenever I talk, I kind of get people.
Yeah,
with,
you
people
are, you're releasing.
Yeah, and every, nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to be around you,
yeah,
for that kind of
ever.
And all that. So it's limited me in a lot of ways. You don't have
it would affect relationships too.
Like that's the climax. Nobody wants to be around somebody that hurt. It's so people that actually sticked around, these are people I really considered
really
that. I'm telling you, they really did a lot because I don't even think I want to stay with myself as at
wow.
that period. Because those words really hurt. And I just feel like it shouldn't hurt you. I mean, if I say something wrong, you say back and let's see who's on. Cut more and all that. So it's so
funny.
Because people start complaining, especially when I entered the university, people start complaining that this, and sometimes I say things I didn't mean it to hurt you or just for joke, and somebody is already sulking somewhere, so I start keeping quiet. Like, rather than say anything, I stay keeping quiet. And there are times when I know that if I had spoken up or if I had said something, this situation would have been remedied. But because I know the one where I would talk now, everything will scatter. Do you understand? So I just keep quiet. And it really deprived me of a lot of things. It deprived people around me too of a lot of things, basically. So that's one of the things self-esteem robbed me.
Wow. Okay. 0703099 3083 is the number to call. I know that we have a lot of teachers out there right now, a lot of persons who want to call in and say self-esteem is this, self-esteem is that, self-esteem. I know that. But I want to give preferences to you if you know that you have been struggling with this thing, or while Chibundu Joyce was talking, there was something she said that got to you. Ask questions, okay? Your questions could range from, what did you do? What can I do? What should I do? If I'm facing this thing, what should I do? And guess what? Remember how I talked about the fact that, yes, I know I'm confident in public speaking, and overall, when a person wants to describe how a confident person looks from the gait and the posture and all that, I have a tick. But I got to find out that there were things that I was not so confident about. And guess what? My ability to give a name to the fact that, this thing, you are not so good at it, made me to start paying attention to it so that my confidence in it can be boosted. And then it also made me to start asking some kind of questions, some of which we'll be talking about before we wrap up on the show. Okay, so if you know you have questions you want to ask, maybe there's a question you want to ask Chibundu Joyce as regards to self-esteem. There was a day you tried approaching a girl, and when she said no to you, that just shattered your everything. 0703099 3083 is a number to call, or you can send in a voice note. All right, if you're sending in a voice note, send it on 090-5205-2168. I'll take the number again, 0703-099-3083. This is Queen Sisan and Chibonu Joyce in the studio. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Samson.
All right, Samson, you're calling us from where?
I come from Old Polyquarters.
You're calling from where?
Old Polyquarters.
All right, from Old Polyquarters. Samson, please go right ahead.
I have a plan to request. I appreciate for your wonderful program.
Amazing, amazing.
Well, and please, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
At least you find yourself in that condition, or maybe you know, too much stuff. Don't give a speech. Remember, as you know, you are somebody that talks too much, and when you talk, you make some people angry. So when you find yourself in that situation, what can you do to stop the situation?
All right, so in other words, you talk too much. You're somebody who talks too much, and oftentimes when you do that, you get people upset. While we're going to take that down, have you figured out why you talk too much, though? Have you figured out? Do you know why you talk too much? Do you understand why
you talk too much? Yes, I know, but this kind of one that talks too much. Sometimes.
All right, so sorry about that, Samson. Apologies, real sincere apologies. All right, but Samson is saying if you talk too much and then when you start talking a lot, you get people upset. What can you do about that? Please note that Mam Chibundu Joy, 0703099-3083 is the number to call. Thank you so much for staying tuned and listening to the Moments with the Queen show. But much more than listening, make sure you learn something. 0703099-3083 is the number to call. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Mr. Degoye. I'm calling from Lokoja. I'm actually inside a car.
All right, please do well to park your car before calling in, okay?
Yes, I parked the car.
Amazing, it's good to
hear. Thank you. You see, the issue you brought this night is it affects a whole lot of people.
True that.
I mean, a very large multitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost, if you take 100%, I can tell you like 70-80% suffer this challenge of confidence and low self-esteem.
Yes, true that.
And I can relate very well to what your guest, you know, spoke about. Mm-hmm. I had a similar issue growing up, you know, in my school days, I couldn't so much socialize. And even now, when I got a job, I remember I went for induction training,
mm-hmm.
Not only the training, there are many other kinds of people, you know, the smart mouths, moving their mouth, people talking so well. And then I found myself just keeping quiet. You know, I couldn't talk. And I get to realize that, I got to realize that most of the time when you discuss issue, I always have a better idea.
Uh-huh. But I will not speak out. Trust me, I can understand that.
You see, it's just burning me. When they have to ask one of our facilitators, that, madam, what exactly can I do? All these topics you've been discussing, I have better ideas. Wow. But I was just silent. I couldn't talk. The woman, you know, said something that started, you know, the journey of the emancipation of from this challenge.
Amazing. What did
you
say?
As far as I'm, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that it's like that with so many people, that even with her, she found it difficult at the beginning to, you know, to start the speech in the class. Mm-hmm. But after a while, she got over it, and she was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that I should not just worry myself about people feel about me. That shouldn't worry too much. Mm-hmm. That will get over it. Mm-hmm. And again, it won't be perfect. Now, I think I've gotten over to a large extent.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I know,
So I don't care so much. If I make mistakes, if I can correct, if I can't correct, you can take it. If you don't, you're not okay with it, it's your issue. You know what I'm saying? I know I've made mistakes and I'll try and correct your next answer, but I won't belabor that matter, you know.
And there's the dwell on it and make it make you feel bad and then you cannot move forward.
Start punishing myself, you know. It's unnecessary. So I think that is what we really need to talk to so many people. I really appreciate this. You'll be helping so many people this night if you
amazing,
don't know.
Amazing, you know? Amazing. We thank you for that.
I just want to say this. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, your contribution is so very much welcomed and appreciated. All right, 0703099 3083 is the number to call. All right. Alright, 0703099. A text message just came in, but I would advise, please do well to call in, alright? It would be a lot better you call into the show than sending a text. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Gideon. I'm calling from Abaji.
Your name is?
Gideon.
Gideon from Abaji. It's good to have you on the show. Gideon, please come right ahead. All right, 0703099 3083 is the number to call. Hello, good evening. Okay, please do well to call back into the show. You can drop in voice notes, but that would be answered, and it's possible we might get to see it, and we might not get to see it. So it's better you call 0703099 3083. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Faith, calling from Lokoja.
Faith from Lokoja, it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. We love the program. Love you.
Love you too. Oh dear. She just called to say we love you. Well, I love you too. 0703099 3083 is the number to call. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from? Oh dear, please do well to call back into the show and make sure that you have either a tangible contribution or a question. If you just want to send out loves, you can also do that via an SMS, okay? Alright, but if you know that you're dealing with low self-esteem, which is what we're talking about, and you have questions that you want to ask, leverage on this opportunity. Some people don't ever get to call on the radio. They are like, it's like, but yeah, those people that are on the radio, they are on top of my party, they are on the mountain, they are not accessible. We are accessible. If you call the number, we will pick. Some people are like, they used to time me. It's only people they want to pick that they are picking. Not true. We don't know anybody, okay? All right, so come out of that zone. Who knows? Maybe dialing this number tonight will be your first step to breaking out of low self-esteem. Maybe opening your mouth to talk on this tonight may be your very first step to break out of that no confidence. You feel like if you pick the phone up and say something on the radio, you would not make sense. I beg to differ. You will make sense, okay? So 0703099 3083. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, what's your name and where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Joy. I'm calling from Abadina.
All right, Joy from Abadina, it's good to have you on the show. Go right ahead.
You're welcome, man. My own is that this time I am in the public and I have something to say. Mm-hmm. My voice will be breaking and I'll be shivering to the point that whatever I have in mind to say, I will forget almost half of it. Mm-hmm. I'll just summarize it because of my voice that is breaking. Then I'll just.
What do you mean? What do you mean by your voice is breaking? Are you stuttering?
Like my voice is shaking. Will be shaking.
Okay. Oh, more like stage fright. All right, no problem. Thank you so much, Joy, you know, for calling into the show. Okay, ma'am Chibundu Joy, is because we still want to give our callers the platform to sell their markets anyway. I know people say Chris is saying yes, but I want to give you the platform to sell your market if you have a business. So we'll get right on to seeing how we can maximize the time on our hands. Now, we have a couple of questions. I don't know which you want to start
okay.
with.
I think I'll start with the person that said, if you talk too much and all that. I'm going to because I think I fall under this category when I started. So I think one of the truth is that one of the first step out is in knowledge of God. I'm going to say that again because it's actually this process to becoming who I am now and who I'm still going to be. Started with in knowledge of God, like, you know, God stepping, pointing a lot of areas to me that I had to work on. That's one. Another thing is self-realization. You get to know who you are, what you are, what your tendencies are, what you can do, and all that.
Can
you know,
please break down.
Yeah, that self-realization. When I talk about self, first of all, one of the things I did was I had a list in my journal. I made a list of what I can do. I said what I can do, what I love doing.
Okay,
I started doing
sorry,
those ones.
Oh, you just hold on a bit. You know, because on this particular show, we like to hinge on taking action. She said she made a list of what she can do. Now, these things are not many times a one-size-fits-all, but can you start with that? Can you get a book and a pen and make a list of what you can do? All right, please go right ahead.
Okay, so I made a list of what I can do. I started with what I like. I did made a list of what I didn't like. So now, in some of those things, I'm like that. I made a list of things I will not be caught doing. You know, those kind of things. There were a lot of things I wrote down and all that. And some of them, I go back to them and I find that I'm still working in them. Do you understand? So I'm finding out this is who Joyce is. This is what Joyce does. This is why she does what she does. This is and all that. So I start finding out who I was in her, like the real me. So I'm able to identify with this person. And one of the things he did is that he gave me a self-image. Apparently, I didn't have an image of myself. You know, I was talking to somebody one day and I'm like, if we are six in a room, what I see is five. And the contribution I see people make is five contributions. So myself, more like I'm insignificant. Even the quota I've given to this conversation is insignificant somewhere in my head. I don't know if you get me. So I didn't have an image of myself at all. So what all of these things did was that it started giving me an image of myself. So when we are standing, we are like six in this room. I'm seeing six humans standing. And I'm seeing six humans give contribution of themselves and contribution to solve a particular problem. So these are some of the things that happened. Another thing that helped was that I had supportive friends. I told you that my mouth was very sharp and all that. So I had persons that were able to say, Joyce, now wow, and then all of that. And they didn't back out. Do you understand? So these are things that helped. So another thing you have to find out is why you talk too much. Basically, myself, I didn't talk because I didn't want to cause problem. So you could be talking because you don't want to get basically one of these.
Some people, okay, for me, I used to be in that category of also talking too much. I'm one of the reasons why I used to talk too much was because I wanted to stay high. I don't know how to explain it, but that's the simplest way I can put it.
The truth is that
I don't want you to get deep.
Trying to shield our vulnerability in all of these things. You don't want it to be that this person gets to see where you're faulty or something. So you're trying to shield your vulnerability, and that's why some persons are aggressive. All these things are defense mechanisms to just, you know, get away with it. Some persons are aggressive, some persons are bossy, some persons are timid and shy. It just depends on how you react to it. Do you understand? And then I told you earlier that my sharp mouth, my hurting words were a defense mechanism at home, because I wasn't at home where you say a lot of things to me, and so I just give you one like this, you go and think about it and all that. So it was more like a defense mechanism I built. And then when I started growing up, I found out that it was really spoiling a lot of things. I had to unlearn and then learn the right ones and all that. So when you talk too much, you find out why you talk. To ask yourself sincere questions. Don't lie. You can't lie to yourself. Ask yourself sincere questions.
I think that's the worst thing that can happen to any man.
That's a bigger problem. That's something you should probably look at in your show. Okay, so if you find out why you talk too much, then you decide, with the help of God, I must say, to start working on it, to be able to, I don't want this. I don't want this for myself. This is where I'm looking at going to, and I can't go there with this. So you understand, you start working on all of this. And then as we proceed, of course, with the help of God, we'll get better. So I think that's one of the things we should, then for stage fright. The lady that talked about stage fright, there are a lot of things that that leads to stage fright. But I think stage fright, it has to do with self-confidence. Remember that self-confidence is your how you see your abilities, your confidence in your abilities and all that. But when we talk about self-esteem, we're looking at your self-worth, your self-image. These are two different things.
So let me I want to come in on that lady who talked about stage fright, because you know, we that like to speak in public, and many times here, it's you're being self-indulged. I will explain what it means. You want to talk and you feel like somebody looking at your hair, somebody looking at your eye, somebody looking at your head. You think that, hey God, dude, if I open my mouth now, you're too self-conscious. See, just let it go. Some of the things that you are thinking that you want to say it now, the whole world is nobody the reason your matter. You know, I know now I'll say it, but that's how I want to say it. Like, you have to let it go and just make sure. See, think about it. When you see someone standing on the stage and the person is talking, how well do you analyze the person? From the person's leg to the person's eye to the person's... Sometimes you just... How many people can you remember, you know, that made those gross errors? And when they made those kind of gross errors, you could not move ahead with your life. It depends. When you make a mistake, how you come back after your mistake also matters. All right, so stop being too self-conscious. You will find out that you will stutter less. Like, you will stop shaking. There's no need to shake. Eh? Everybody's there. He used to go to toilets and come outside. All right, go back.
Okay, so that being said, so I think another thing is, if you're prepared, I know we say, oh, I was prepared and all that, but if you're confident in your abilities, that's like, I can actually deliver this, you understand, you and all that. I know there are a lot of procedures. They say talk to yourself, stand in front of the mirror and all that, but the truth is that these things are deeply rooted. You have to deal with them from the roots before you can now come out. Because if I say, oh, go to your mirror, stand on the mirror and declare to yourself, I can do it, you will declare 10 times, and when you get there, you will not see your mirror again, and you almost want. So these things, you have to deal with them from the roots,
and it's a process, actually.
Yeah, it's a process. And I actually gave actually said you have to start with discovering yourself, working with God, and all of these things, and then we'll get there. Truth is that we'll get there. It's not a death sentence. You can come out of it.
You know, Chibundu Joy is saying working with God seems like a cliche. You know, a lot of people hear this, work with God. Even me, that I'm talking here. You know what I used to say? And how I was transformed through faith. And the faith I'm talking about is God. Because if you look at self-esteem, I'm doing this now because we're wrapping up and we're going to be having the Sell Your Market show where you can call in. Even if you can take about 3 or 4 persons, just call in and tell us what they do. So we want to know you, our listeners. All right. If you look at self-esteem, it comes because she said you are tilting towards placing your worth and value from the eyes of a human. So your parents, some of them don't even know. Okay, look at me, that had parents that wanted me to be a medical doctor. I would have been in the hospital. I would have been in the hospital. Doing what in the hospital? Taking syringe and... The truth be told, if I was in the hospital, all my patients would just be getting well, because I'll be making them laugh and I'll be talking with them and I'll be gisting with them. I've always been a child who loved to talk, but my parents saw a doctor. Why? So that you go and bring money for us. Okay? So there are some parents that have no idea who their children are. Imagine Joyce's mom. I think what she was saying is even the truth, just that she meant it as an insult, but then it's the truth, because she was saying her that the only thing you have is your mouth. But see, the mouth is making her global now, okay? Because the mouth is an express route to what is in her mind, and her mind is a powerhouse, okay? So your parents may not know. You see, even that boyfriend that you are with, I'm telling you the truth, he may not know you. I don't know why I keep going there. I feel like there's somebody who's listening, who is in a shady relationship, and the person is actually being, I wouldn't even use the word abuse. You know that this person does not deserve you. People have said that the person does not deserve you, but you are hanging it on love. I am sorry to bust your bubble. It is not love. It is low self-esteem. You are afraid. You are scared. You don't think anybody will be able to love you the way he does. And the truth is what? That is not what love is. You don't even love yourself. So how do you expect that somebody else is going to love you? And that is your problem. But the truth is that if you can understand first that your creator loves you, and you can understand who he, how he sees you as. There was a time you told me that God once told you that there was something you used, like a gallery of art.
Yeah.
When you know you have a God that sees you as a gallery of art, why would you want somebody to be treating you like trash? It goes both ways, whether for the guy or for the girl. For the guys, is that you meet a girl who probably you've really liked, and she tells you a no, and immediately she tells you a no, you feel like your self-esteem is battered. No. The fact that this girl says no to you does not mean that she's saying no, that you are there's nothing about your future. Some people will even ask her getting peace, like, she turned me down. She turned you down so that the person who is supposed to turn you yes, or to turn you up, or to say yes to you, would come. Okay? Right. Your no, somebody else's no is another person's yes. The girl that's telling you no today is saying yes to another person tomorrow. So there's no hard feelings, okay? All right. Okay, any final words that you want to enjoy before we transit to selling your market?
Okay, I think finally what I'm going to say is that this situation, it's not a death sentence. You can actually come out of it. I came out of it. I was more like in a pit, and I was able to come out, and I'm still coming out, and we're getting better. So the truth is that it's a process. It might not be all rosy, but see, as she said something about God telling me, oh, this is it, you're a gallery of art. This was in his bid to help me form a self-image of myself and all that. So I think, see, a walk with God is compulsory for you to get out of this. We can read a lot of self-help books, but if until you decide that, oh, see, God, I want to become better, mm-hmm. and that's one. And then you have to put in work. Persons are saying, oh, you do this a lot. This is not right. Listen, accept them. You know, accept the criticism first, and then internalize it. Be able to work with it and change what it is you're supposed to change and all of that. So, and all of this, the truth is that it requires work. Be ready to put in work and you'll get better. So I'm looking forward to seeing a better you.
Amen.
Soonest.
We have a couple of text messages coming in, and I am so sorry. Somebody said my major challenge is beginning conversation with people that I'm not familiar with, that is strangers. Please, what's the way out? All right, let's just wrap up with that.
Okay.
I have it. Would you want me to drop with that? Would you want me to? How do you begin unfamiliar conversations with strangers? Let's see.
Okay, first of all, I don't know why it's going to be difficult to start a conversation with a stranger, but if you meet a stranger and you're not able, first of all, what do you want to say to the stranger? Okay, let's say you want you have a business deal. What do you want to say? If you have a purpose in mind, if you have a purpose, okay, you want the person to become friends, why not just go ahead and say, oh, hi, I want to be friends with you? Because most times you don't have any. I see Quincy San today. I'm not able to talk to her because, first of all, I don't even have anything to say to her. There's nothing I'm here to offer. There's no reason. I don't have any reason to meet her. So I meet somebody for the first time. I'm just looking because. Say what you want. You don't have any. It's not like you can't say it. You don't even have anything. So if you have something to say, first of all, and then you have a good self-image, walk up to the person. So all of these things still goes back to walking on this route. Do you understand? Walking on the route.
And if I'm to add, okay, if you want to talk to a stranger and for any reason you feel like you are not par with this particular person, go there and be sincere. Yeah, go there. Don't try to be what you're not. You want to talk to somebody and, okay, please, I don't really know, but if you can help me, I need help with so. This thing happens a lot of times. Maybe a guy is walking on the road and he sees a lady that he wants to chike. Stop doing it is disrespectful. She's not a dog. Okay, sometimes it's better to be civil and walk up to a person and say, hello, good evening, I'm not going to take too much of your time, my name is Duzanzo. And if after you speak to the person still says no, respect yourself and say, God bless you, no wahala, we'll see some other time. And you know, if you see the person, wave, don't go now be with your boys, I better forget that one to the phone. Don't mm-hmm. Because that's another way that these self-esteem issues happen too. You're having low self-esteem issues and you feel like by putting other people down, you're bringing yourself up. I feel like this is a topic that we should probably span over till next week. But let's see what God permits. All right, this is where we get to call it a wrap. But what would happen right now is that we'll switch to the Sell Your Market show. So if you're listening and you have not, probably you've not called in, you have a business that you do, you have a business that you want people to know about, in the next 5 minutes, we will give you room to sell your market. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to the Moment with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome! The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on